With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid the Russian military's claim of a big advance in eastern Ukraine, its capture of a key logistics hub, President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff getting ready for a one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
After U.S. officials met with Ukrainian officials in Florida over the weekend, the diplomatic effort shifts to Russia.
This is sort of the shuttle diplomacy that you've seen from this administration play out, where we speak equally with both sides.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says presidential envoy Steve Witkoff will be discussing the proposed U.S. peace plan with Putin. Administration officials point to progress, but also say key sticking points remain. Greg Clugston, the White House.
To quote President Trump, "We have enough problems, we don't want those people." Mr. Trump standing by his decision to put a hold on offers of asylum to people from the third world. His decision follows the shooting, allegedly by an Afghan national, of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. One of the victims died, the other remains hospitalized in serious condition, but is said to be showing encouraging signs of improvement. Now the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast getting a taste of the winter-like weather that most recently visited the Midwest and the Great Lakes regions. Snow, sleet, or a cold rain, or all of the above, are falling depending on where you are.
It looks like it's going to be a relatively fast-moving storm system. So, and the rain-snow line looks to be west, generally west of I-95. So from Boston down to D.C., generally should be rain. It may start off as snow at the onset, early Tuesday morning, but then changing over to rain.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says interior New England can expect to see the most snow. Wall Street, Dow futures up 76 points. This is SRN News. America's younger generations are not very religious.
The Pew Research Center has made a detailed analysis of faith in the United States, and it reveals that amongst Generation Z, ages 18 to 29, the number of non-religious individuals outnumbers the amount of Protestants by almost 2-to-1. Amongst millennials, ages 30 to 49, the non-religious also outnumber Protestants. Amongst Generation X and Baby Boomers, the two older generations, the numbers are just the opposite. Michael Harrington reporting.
Families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City, crafting Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope inside the sanctuary until February 2nd. Official figures indicate that more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. Human trafficking, kidnapping, acts of retaliation among the causes. This is SRN News. Every year has a word, or words.
Oxford University Press has named rage bait as its word of the year, capturing the internet zeitgeist of 2025. The phrase refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to drive traffic to a particular social media account. Rage bait topped two other contenders, Aura Farming and Biohack, after public comment on a short list compiled by lexicographers at Oxford University Press. The word of the year is selected by analyzing new and emerging words of cultural significance. Keith Peters, Washington.
There is word of an agreement under which the UK has sealed a deal securing a 0% tariff rate for all British medicines exported to the US for at least 3 years. This in return for the UK spending more on new medicine. More details, SRNnews.com.